Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
Peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing.
I said, oh, holy shit, we're having that kind of day. Okay.
Yeah. Today just was a busy day, and it went by so fast. Like it was just not enough hours in a day. So it was just one of those days where it's like you don't know what a day is going to end, but you know the next day is going to be, you know, start early. So just one of those days. But, I mean, I'm here. I'm excited for today's show. You know, so I have more energy now than I had about 30 minutes ago. Because that's what this show does to me. It just amps me up. But how are you?
I'm good. Better day today than yesterday. You know, I'm here maintaining and, you know, doing one of my favorite shows of the year. We do this periodically. But, yeah, I'm excited. You know, talking about black business, entrepreneurship, business development, and, you know, economics, group economics. I love all that stuff. You know, I get giddy. It's like talking, you know, it's like having a pretty lady whisper in your ear at night. So it does something to me.
Well, nothing more than I like to make you feel giddy.
That's what's up, man. We need that good kicking ass, that good little bit of energy to hype us up, pep us up, and, you know, help us end a long and quick week. This is a very fast week.
Fast week, fast month. Like, what happened to 2021? It was like, I mean, it came and it went. It's like... but excited to see what 2022 holds, but dang, I mean, 2021 just like flew by. But, whew.
Yeah, man.
It is what it is.
Yep. But yeah, I mean, you know, this is our second show back. I was a little bit wimpy, a little droopy. I've been told that my voice didn't have its normal ferociousness in it. So they, you know, when we got on air and I was a bit rusty. Oh, I got the shit kicked out of me. I don't know what kind of critiques you got, but they beat me up pretty good. They say you should have took another week off. You sound like crap. But but yeah, it's okay. Cause we're here now. So I'm excited. All right. So what are we doing today?
Okay, this is episode 10 of Sex, Life, and Relationship podcast, and we are doing our Black Business Support Show, and we're going to focus on Black businesses and entrepreneurship, and we're going to discuss the highs, the lows, the do's, the don'ts of business. We're going to be also providing branding and financial tips. Now, remember, if you're listening, you can always call in and plug yourself, brag about yourself, you know, let us know who you are, what you do, how people can get in contact with you, and, you know, and people, when these black entrepreneurs and business owners come on and they plug themselves, follow them, you know, go through their page and like a couple of things, share a couple of things, So, it, you know, show some support. Because just remember, even if someone provides a service or a product that you can't use, you do not know who else is on your timeline that may be able to use it or need it. You may never know. Remember, you can always call in 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad to go live with us.
Exactly. That is so important, man. We got to share each other other's content, support, which is very important. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to always buy something. Because let's be honest, sometimes we have friends and family that have a business and we just don't need or want what they sell. It may not even be for us. But if we truly care, if we want to see them succeed, we want them to be successful, then it's not going to hurt you to share it on your Instagram, or you can share it on your Facebook, because like the Queen said, you never know who's on your friends list that could see some products and benefit from it. So there you are helping one friend. Move a piece of merchandise to someone else, so some other friend. You know what I mean? So it's like we gotta get into the habit of helping each other out, because it's hard out here for black businesses. It's hard out here for entrepreneurs, and we gotta help each other, especially if we want to see our community change. Okay, this crabs in a barrel stuff ain't working. It's not. We tried it for how many years? It ain't working. So imagine
right.
if we had a community where, you know, more people were thriving, you know, because you know how I go, Queen. If your business is doing good, your homegirls ain't never going to share, ain't never going to do this, but let your business be popping.
Yep.
And then they want a job for little Tyrone or little, you know, or little Malik, little nappy headed
right.
ass. Can he work for you in the summertime? You know how I go. So
right.
We got to get out of there.
It's two parts to it. You support people's businesses so when they do grow and flourish, that they can support the community by doing something for the community or hiring someone from the community. You know, everything's supposed to come back full circle. You know, it's supposed to be a give and take. It's supposed to be equal when it comes to supporting for the community and that business and business owner. So, I am ready when you are. Did I lose you, Arkham? I think I lost them. Or unmute yourself.
You know what,
okay.
Queen? I'm telling you, Glock Talk, your days are numbered. You better enjoy all this little fly stuff you're doing to me now, because it is on my top of the list for us to migrate to a better platform. our second show back, and we're talking about black positivity, and they're kicking me off, and I'm the producer of the damn show. You know what? Okay, I got you. Got you, Black Talk. Fix your monkey ass. But I'm back, y'all. And for those who are listening on the line, if you want to get on air and plug yourself, please press the number 1. It lets us know that you are ready to come on air and plug yourself for just a few minutes. We can't give you a half an hour, but you got a couple minutes to tell us the who, what, where, why, and when. Okay.
Yes.
Our first caller has raised their hand. You ready, Queen?
I'm ready.
All right.
All right. Welcome, caller.
Hello, caller. Yeah. Caller?
302 area code.
Hello.
All right.
This is Kiana.
Hello.
I'm good.
Hey.
Hi, how are you, Hashem?
I'm doing good.
And Queen.
Hey, how are you? I'm good.
I'm actually calling in from my business as we speak. Actually, I have a hair salon in Wilmington, Delaware. It is located at 222 Philadelphia Pike. I've been in business for 15 years, but I've been at this location for a year now. And I absolutely love it. Also, I have a product line called Island Girl Cosmetics where I sell body butters, and I also sell sugar scrubs, hair oils, and I just created a braiding paste. So, you know, I'm trying to do my own little thing, and it's been a lot of ups and downs, and trying to get the community on board has been a challenge. But, you know, it's a part of the business, so I do appreciate all the love that I do get. But like I said, I am here, and I'm just trying to deal with this new location. So it's been a pleasant ride, I would say.
That's okay.
So quick question here. You said you have a product line that's out.
Yeah.
How is this for natural hair?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
For natural hair?
Yes, it's for natural hair. That's pretty much all I've been doing lately, for the past 3 years. Everybody's been, like, really natural. I don't even think I even touched a relaxer in probably about 3 or 4 years. But, yeah, everything is definitely all natural, even with the product line for your skin is all natural. So, because it started for me just trying to heal one of my daughter's skin. So, and that was just like a journey in itself. So that really just inspired me to just create a line for our skin tone, you know, with the melanin, and then just trying to just heal it at the same time. So, yes, everything is definitely for natural hair and sensitive skin.
Okay.
I love it.
I need that info in my inbox, you know, because I love my hair is natural, and I wear it out. I have it out, my natural hair out right now, and it's a struggle, but I definitely support it. I need the info.
Yes,
okay.
No, I would definitely send the info.
Now, before you go, plug your website. Where can we find your products to buy some stuff offline?
Yes, you can go to itstheherb.com. Basically herbal, so that's why it's called It's the Herb. You can buy a lot of other things there as well for the relaxation and relaxing your body and just having a whole self-care moment. There's a lot of products on there that would also help net. But, yeah, you can purchase it over there. And also, if you wanted to pick it up personally and you're in the Wilmington or Delaware area, then you can come to 222 Philadelphia Pike. I also have product on hand here as well.
Awesome. Also, a little birdie told me that you could sing and that you do music. Is that true? I'm so full of shit.
Yes, that is true. That is true. little birdie told me.
Plug
it. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, right.
That is definitely true. If you are interested, I do R&B, and I have been singing since I was, 4 years old. But my name is Keyshawna K. If those who wanted to search me on IG or listen to some of my music on all the platforms, it's definitely Keyshawna K. It's so K-E-Y-S-H-A-N-N-A with a K at the end. But, yes, I do have a new single out called Love's Meaning. So, you know, check it out. See what you like. See if you like it. Give me a shout out.
No doubt. And how can they find you on the gram?
Official Keyshawna K.
All right.
Yep. All right. So make sure y'all check out that new single. Buy some of these amazing products, and if you are in the Wilmington area, get that hair locked up, ladies and gentlemen. You do men and women's hair, right?
Yes, and children above the age of 4.
Above the age of 4, okay. So if
yes,
I want to get some locks, so bring me and my nappy-headed sons, you can lace us all up, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
I'm not afraid to
so
take
much.
Him, so, you know.
No doubt.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate the platform. I thank you guys for showing the love for entrepreneurs like myself. So thank you so much.
No problem. I'm going to do some begging and pleading and with the queen to get you back on, because we got to get you on to talk about this music. So I'm probably going to do, I don't know. I'm probably going to be in her debt to get you on here, so.
Oh. But I don't want you to be in nobody's debt for me, you know. I'm not
that. Chained up in somebody's basement getting tased. You know, it's all for you, Keshana.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in. I hope everyone heard all her stuff. And, you know, she's an amazing talent and a very successful businesswoman. And she works very hard. And please support her. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right.
Have a good night.
You too.
Okay. I'm
going to I'll send you over all her credentials. Yeah, she's doing her thing. Music, hair, you know, self-care products, you name it. She's knee deep, elbow deep into it. She's grinding hard. 2022 is going to be a good year for her. So there you go.
Well, you know me. I love it. I mean.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, I love my clients. While we're waiting for the next person, I see quite a few people on here. Don't be shy. Press the number one. Get on in here. Tell us about what you do, what you got, what's your hustle. Even if it's not an official business and you're trying to test the waters and you need some advice, we're here. You know, we've been, you know, between the two of us, we got a lot of experiences with a lot of things. If you are trying to work yourself around some troubles in business, or you're trying to figure out some things. If you're trying to decide if you want to do a LLC or a S corp or C corp, we're here to help and talk to you. Finances, business credit, we can do it all. So press the number one, we'll get you in, and we can get things going. So Queen. Let's talk about some of your stuff now. You're another person who is a serial entrepreneur.
Yes.
I hear that you have some adult stuff on hand that you're trying to get rid of.
Absolutely. I am a pyromance consultant, which I believe aren't familiar with it. It's adult toys and games and bedroom accessories. And, you know, you got some edibles, some lubes, all the fun stuff. I do have some inventory that I am selling off, having an end-of-the-year sale as well. So some of the things that I have is going to be deeply discounted. Just to kind of bring the new year in, well, to end the year on a good note, so I can offer more things at the beginning of the year. Yes.
Now, when you say edibles, what do you mean? Because we don't want to give people the idea that they can chew on something and get goofy.
No. I mean, sure. Like lubes that's edible, flavored, I should say. Flavor lube, massage, enhancements, you know, arousal cream, all those things have flavor to them, among doing some other things like heating, cooling, tingling, arousing, but just to kind of, you know, boost things up a little bit. in that department, play some games with some stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah, maybe I got to stop saying edibles because I forgot that's a whole nother, that's a whole nother world. So, yeah, so I was to say some flavorful things.
Yeah. And yeah, because it's important that people who are looking for those type of products to spice things up in the bedroom, that they can know where to go and purchase them. Because from what I'm hearing, some folks are having some stressed out times and they could use that little extra oomph in the bedroom to relieve some stress. So some ointment. And massage stuff that you can taste or, you know, just become warm and relax you and some toys to go buzz with the cords and some without cords from what I understand. So
yeah, some of them chargeable, some are battery operated. You have role-playing stuff. You have heating pads. It's just an array of different things. Some for single people, for couples. It doesn't matter what your sexuality is, it has something for everyone.
What about handcuffs and shackles and chains and whips?
Oh, yes. Definitely paddles, floggers, restraints, sex swings, blindfolds.
Okay.
Nipple clamps. everything.
All right, and what's that's dope. What's the website that we could go shopping and buy some early Christmas gifts for folks?
PeerRomance.com. /Viola Pearson.
Shout out to Cat Collins who just wrote in. I'm going to get my grandma some nipple clamps. You go, girl. Show grandmama good goddamn time.
I have not did a party since the pandemic, but I'm going to say one of my most memorable parties that I did, this lady's grandchildren threw her one in Jersey City, and she was the life, and she put in quite an order. So, on that note, it was like four of her grandkids, and she had no shame, she had no filter, because you know when you get a certain age, you can say and do what the hell you want. You earned that right. And that was her.
Now, what about the people who may want to get on board and do what you're doing and sell? Could they sign up for this kind of business under you?
Well, yes, they can sign up, and when they sign up, they will purchase a kit, which is for their display for their party. Some people sign up for just so they can get the discount and they, you know, buy the stuff themselves. But you do purchase your inventory. You can do parties or you can sell online because you will get your own website once you do it. And you'll also be able to file taxes at the end of the year, the 1099 for self-employment, because you will be a business owner. So you can run things how you want to run them, whether you want to do parties or just online sales. You know, well, hey, if you want to pair up with someone and do it, there's so many different ways you can make money, you know, doing this. And also, if you are on my website and you sign up with me, I'll be a sponsor, like a mentor, to kind of guide you through it, the do's, the don'ts, the advice, you know, certain training things, because I mean, if I'm gonna get somebody into something, I want to make sure they're successful. But you have to come in and be ready to do the work.
That's what's up. So if you are interested in selling adult bedroom toys, paraphernalia, devices of mass destruction, or just creams to rub on that achy booty after a good paddling, you can sign up for pureromance.com/Viola Pearson. You want to book through her so you can have her as your mentor and walk you through it and get you through the ins and outs of this thing. You ready for our first question?
Yes, I am.
This is a question from Troy out there in Bear, Delaware, our good freaky friend Troy. The first time I've seen him write in that didn't have anything to do with sex. And Troy says he keeps hearing from older people that he should turn to the Black Chamber of Commerce to find funding for his up-and-coming business. And he just wants to know, how much do we know about the Black Chamber of Commerce, and is this actual factual?
Just your expertise.
Guess what, Troy? Those old heads and the people who are telling you about it are absolutely true. And if you're out in, you're out in Delaware, I believe the chairperson of the Chamber of Commerce of Delaware is also the one here for us over here in Philly in PA. And it's a strong sister. Her name does not come to mind right now, but you can look her up. There is money there. You need to go register. You need to go talk to someone. You want to reach out to as many of these type of systems in place. And if they can't set you up with a grant that they're producing, they can probably point you in the right direction. But the Chamber of Commerce is always good. The Black Chamber of Commerce is even better. I've recently heard that there's still so much money left over, millions and millions in Delaware, millions and millions here in PA, especially in the Philly area. And for those, I see about four people from Atlanta or around Atlanta who are listening. There is even more money in the ATL. And the last thing I heard coming out of one of the recent Black Chamber of Commerce sessions in ATL is they have more money than they know what to do with, because people don't know it's there. So, do your due diligence, bro. You know, if it's everything from startup capital, R&D, which means research and development, not so much the paycheck protection stuff, but there's still some money out there to help you take care of your people during the pandemic to make sure you don't lay anybody off. So just do some research, man. But they're absolutely right. Black Chamber of Commerce is the truth.
Nice.
All right, Queen. You ready for the next one?
Yes, I am.
All right. This is Karima coming from out of North Philly. And she says that she is a manufacturer of Islamic garments. And she usually gets her products from India. And she wants to know, how long do we think that this shipping issues coming from that part of the world is still going to be a problem? And what should she do to find products from other places so she can continue her business?
Research different places to find out what their turnaround time is for orders for the garments and stuff. How long this is going to be a problem? I don't know. I mean, it's a lot of moving parts to this, and as long as we continue to keep having things shut down, who knows? I mean, honestly, I'm kind of preparing for it now with this new strain and everything. But do your research and find different places. Make sure, look at the cost, how long it takes to get it. Make sure the quality is up to par, because you don't want to change what you're getting your stuff from and it's not the same quality. Because I'm sure you get a lot of repeat customers, and you don't want them to be able to tell that you changed where you're getting your stuff from because, you know, it's not up to the standards and what they used to be.
Yeah, India has been having problems since early 2020. I have a few clients who gets their fabrics at a great, great price. The way they're shipping and their ports and stuff is just as jammed up as ours. In fact, even more so. So I suggest that you could look at other places like China. Look at some American-based drop shipping companies that will give you the materials that you can get at a wholesale rate. Shout out to Kishana K. She said the Abound is a good company for ordering that's doing better on shipping. So there you go. A company called Abound. So hopefully this doesn't stall you too much. And I get it. I understand that when you make those type of garments, you need a lot of the materials to be able to craft your, you know, into the stuff you want it to be. And you buy an American, you're spending a little more. And that's the tough spot. But China is always an option. And you can check out this Abound company that Kishana just brought up. So, again, it comes down to doing your research and looking around and thinking outside the box. I'm hoping that you can get through this tough times, and if you can't, you can always give me a call. My business number is 267-398-0348, and I'll be happy to give you 30 minutes of free consultations, and we can go from there. All right. Let's give our first shout-out of the night. All right, the first shout-out tonight is coming from our peoples in Putting in Work Entertainment. Al Bills couldn't call in tonight. He's at work. So it's Will Mack and others. So I will be filling in that spot representing from the crew. Putting in Work Apparel. You could you get all kinds of stuff. Queen, did you see the new big hit cartoon T-shirt that we just put out?
I did not.
Yeah, we got one from Al Bills, one from Will Mack, and one from Sino Beats. But Al Bills is the very first that dropped today. Go check it out over at PIW.apparel. You see Al Bills rocking his T-shirt with his little cartoon big head on it. And if you guys want to shop and get some grown man, grown man apparel representing hardworking brothers, good fathers, good men in the community, check us out at shop.spreadshirt.com/puttininwork. That's PUTTIN-IN-work. shop.spreadshirt/puttininwork. And we got all kinds of stuff up there for you to check out. Cups, mugs, aprons, hoodies, T-shirts, long-sleeve tees, women's, V-necks, and crop tops. You name it, we got it. And it's all about working hard and believing in yourself and doing the right thing, your community. That's what the brand represents. And you'll love it. Check it out.
Yeah, all right, definitely check it out.
Yes, indeed. All right. I got another question coming in from Lady Wren. Shout out to Lady Wren of NAF. We appreciate you. And she's asking, how important is social media to your business? Is it just a branding tool, or is it something that can actually generate sales?
You mean, quote, I had a little distraction back here, something fell. You mean, was she talking about promotion or using social media for the business?
Well, she's asking, how important is it? That's the first part. And the other, is it just a branding tool, or can it be used to generate sales?
It's very important because the thing about social media is you can reach so many people in so little bit of time. It's a way for people to stay connected to what you're doing. The branding mm-hmm. part especially, because people get to see what you're about. They can see products, you know, firsthand, whether it's pictures, videos, posts. Yes, it very well can generate sales. It's all in the way that you promote it and, you know, run your social media. So that's one of those things where, like I said, if I was an entrepreneur, I wouldn't be on social media. It's one of those things like you need social media. And there's so many different platforms because you have so many people that use the different ones. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's different ways on each platform to reach different people. You know, some people still, I mean, every famous person, when you're looking at something on the news or something, they're talking about Twitter. You know, a lot of people be focused on, you know, Facebook and Instagram, but it's a lot of people that use Twitter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a great way to reach different people. Near and far, you know. So
yeah,
very important.
It is. I don't see how you can function as a business owner without it, especially if your business is target market. If the target market is people of a certain age, whether you got a mom and pop store or you're running an online business from home. Depending on the product and who the target market is determines how important social media is. But the general answer to your question is yes, it's important because that's where everyone is. In terms of is it just a branding tool? Yes, it is a key branding tool in modern times, but it is much more than that. You also have the aspects to make sales and create sales for yourself. You can put out a product and sell something on social media. It is very, very doable. I'm not going to say it's easy. Sometimes it takes a while to build up the traction. But the bottom line is you definitely can sell and brand yourself. Like the Queen said, some social media is good for some things and not for everything. Twitter is great for you. You're a new business owner. You're trying to transition from being known as the person who had a job all their lives. Now you're a business owner, so you have to market yourself. Twitter's a great place for that, to brand yourself and your company and create company awareness. Not necessarily for sales, but it's a great place to put out press releases, a great place to let people know that a sale is coming, a great place to show off your expertise, to get in the mix of conversations that relate to your product and or your business. So Facebook is great for sales, whether you have on hands or you're selling directly from your online store. It's a great place for it. And so is the same thing with Instagram. You have to find your niche and you have to figure out where are you at your strongest, which social media represents you and your brand the best, which one you feel more comfortable with to engage the people, have a conversation with the people about your products and your services. And most of all, have a strategy with your social media. Don't just jump out there and, I put stuff out all the time. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. You have to be fun. Right. You have to be creative. You have to be entertaining. And you have to meet people where they are mentally about what you're doing. And that's going to require a little give and take. So, to answer your question, yes, it's important. Yes, it's a great branding tool, but it's much more. And yes, you can make sales, and you can do a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, we have yet another question. This one is from Patrice in Southwest Philly. She says, I have recently written a book. It's supposed to drop around Valentine's Day, but trying to figure out what's the best way to market it. And I'm self-publishing, so how do I go about finding a great publisher?
Well, she said supposed to. Is she hitting some snags where she can't, or is it just, I mean, besides the publishing? You're doing, because when I write my book, I'm sure I'm going to be asking you about publishing as well. So I'm really looking forward to this answer.
I'm kind of getting out of the book department there, Queen. I'm done with I'm done. Yeah, I'm kind of getting out of that. Yeah, there's plenty of publishers. You come on, just Google it. There's plenty of people who can help you with your publishing. There's a lot of black-owned publishers, small and large. It's all about the contract. It's all about the deal. It's all about, you know, how they could help you and get your book in front of people and get some sales, and also the compensation. And, you know, so it, read your contracts when you set this kind of stuff up. But since you said you're self-publishing, it wouldn't hurt for you to do this on the first round. To see. It's like on-the-job training. This is how you learn, how you get in the business. Depending on, I don't know what your book's about, but if it's something love-related or emotionally driven, then maybe maybe it'll be a good idea to drop it on Valentine's Day so you can get in on that niche, you know? But I hope you can definitely get your book out, and I hope you find what you're looking for in terms of a publisher that can actually do something for you. And remember, you're going to a publisher because they can do for you what you don't know how to do for yourself. So let that be an incentive so you can, you know, start learning the ins and outs of this business. And good luck to you. If you need any help, give us a call.
Yeah, when that book dropped, was about to drop and everything falling in line, you know, reach out to the show to be a guest. I mean, and everybody know, I love a good book now. So.
Yep. Exactly. So, let's do another plug.
Yes.
One of our listeners had to drop off to attend a Zoom meeting. So let's trying to pull up her information real quick because I thought she was going to be able to plug herself, but yikes.
Okay.
All right, she's going to send me the data. We have a lot of questions that are coming in, and a majority of them that I can see are about people who want to start a website and how to do marketing on their website. I got about five of them, Queen. They're all asking the same questions in different ways. They're asking pretty much what's the best company to go to set up a very easy to use website, and how do you market that website to generate traffic?
I mean, I hear about Winx. I'm not too familiar with it. My website is on, what, GoDaddy?
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, as I go through that site, it's not that hard to navigate, especially when you have to actually just, when you know what type of format you're going for. And, you know, some places have the templates that you can start off with and kind of get an idea of, you know, what it is to look like, what information you should put in, or, you know, what's important to kind of keep the attention. I mean, so, I mean, that's the site that I'm familiar with. You know, they have monthly fees, which is not really, you know, that expensive. As far as getting it out, word of mouth, promoting it on social media pages. We do have these email blast things, and they also have packages that you can purchase with, like, Google or different search engine platforms as well. And so it's ways to get it out there, but it's the number one way you can't go wrong with is that footwork, that personal footwork from yourself, you know, getting it out there in any way you can. Because I know me, I don't care how I meet you, I'm going to tell you about me. And I'm going to tell you about me, I'm going to tell you what I do, and I'm going to tell you how to, you know, find my products, my services. And so it's just a combination of different things. There's no one way, you know, to get your website out there.
Exactly. You have to, you know, you have to figure out what is the easiest, I don't want to say easiest, what is the most effective way to get the message about your business to your, you know, to your customers. First of all, who are your customers? Then secondly, again, it's about the criteria of that customer. Are we talking about 45 to 60? Or are we talking about 18 to 35? Because we know the way people who are 18 to 35 consumes information a lot differently than people who are much older, right? So a person in their 60s may not be on social media that much. So you have to find more creative ways to reach that customer if that indeed is one of your targets. For people who are younger, of course, it's social media, you know. But here's the thing. Just saying social media isn't enough. Now you got to lay out the details. If you have a product that, you know, requires some, you know, something that they have to do. Like if it's food, then you're going to promote the product and where you are and how they can get to you. That's Facebook, that's Instagram, and maybe even Twitter, right? But if your product is a book, you can put that everywhere. TikTok is becoming one of the fastest growing places to market and promote your business or your product or your service, because the way it's set up, more people are more inclined to see your marketing, your promotion. It's the same thing with Instagram. It's the same thing with Twitter, and it's the same thing with Facebook. You have to target, figure out who you're trying to reach, and come up with a way that resonates with them. That's why Instagram added music to the stories and added music to the reels. You know what I mean? Because you are able to connect with people through something that they can relate. Now, I don't know if 65-year-old woman who wants to buy your book wants to see that book with Doja Cat screaming in the background. That may not be the way to go. But someone who's 22 may feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the fun and the you know, the tough parts of marketing. How can I get this message to this person and that person? So, but yeah, we need social media to do some stuff that we want to do. Okay, I want to give a shout out to Lamia Pierce, who was tuning in, but she had to hang up because she had to jump on a Zoom call from work. She wrote an amazing book of a book last year called "She Writes from the Heart: Transformation Through Transparency," and it's available on Kindle. It's available on Amazon, And this book is considered a journal, but there's some good stuff in here to make you feel good. If you order today, it will get there by Christmas, depending on where you are. But, yeah, she's an amazing author. I know her pretty well, and, you know, hopefully we'll have her on next year so she can talk more about it. But it's called She Writes from the Heart, written by I Am, Lamia Michelle, a.k.a. Lamia Pierce. So I want y'all to go check it out. You can follow her business page. It's called _planted_seeds. It's a lot of inspirational stuff on there. A lot of, you know, if you're feeling down, if you're struggling with some self-confidence or some mental health or childhood trauma, whatever you got going on, she's putting out content that can lift your spirits. And I think we all can use a little bit of that. That's _planted_seeds, planted seeds.
All right.
I see some folks on. If you want to get in, press the number one. Let's go. The show is moving pretty fast. We were hoping to have more. Yeah, come on now. We do this for y'all. You know, we could have been talking about booty, right? We could have been talking about smut. So we're trying to give people a chance to get their business. To do their business shout outs right before the, you know, we still got time for the holidays. And I know some of y'all are trying to move some merchandise because you got it on hand. So just imagine if you got on, talked about what you got, and you book some orders tonight and tomorrow, you can get it in the mail and they'll have it by the holiday. So.
Right. I'm trying to do some shopping and I'm trying to get some products because starting in January, I'm going to start doing product reviews on the YouTube page. So I'm trying to get some stuff. I mean, but I got to know what's out there.
Yep. Exactly. So also a shout out to give a couple shout outs to people who've been supporting us. Shout out to Limited Edition. We appreciate you for always reposting us, always checking in on us and listening. We love and appreciate you. Big things coming from her in 2022. So y'all just stand by. It's going to be a good time for her, and I'll make sure that we get her on here and talk about all the cool stuff she got going on. Shout out to Zyle Styles, who always listens, who's always supportive. We appreciate you. Another longtime listener. We, you know, you're here every week, and even when we take a break and come back, you're here, and we appreciate you. We love you. Shout out to Ms. Dopeness, who's always checking in, even from work, or, you know, we always appreciate y'all. And
yes, we do.
Team NAF, yeah. Team NAF, we appreciate y'all too. You know, you're always providing good questions and diverse questions. Yeah, diverse questions from everything from smut to business to politics. So we need that. We love y'all. So let's get another quick shout out. Shout out to Tashi, the owner of Everything Tashi, Shaped by Tashi, and Shapewear by Tashi. If you want some good shapewear, if you want some good products, just loungewear stuff, workout clothes for the gym, or some pieces that, you know, you can actually just throw some shoes on, get fly, and walk out with, then I want you guys to go visit www.shapewearbytashi. That's TASHI.com. She has a whole bunch of different products, everything from underwear to help you pull your shape together, suck that fupa in, full body stuff to wear under your dresses to give you that nice curvy look. She has the corset trainers, the sweatbands, the sweat vests. You name it, it is on there. And like I said, if you're just looking for, like I told her yesterday or the other day, my favorite on here is the Loungeaway collection. You know, that we see a lot of these chicks on Instagram, fellas. You know what I'm talking about? When they wearing them tights and they in the gym. And them butt lifters, all that. You can get a little bit of all that in the Loungeaway collection and in the workout collection. There's a little something for everybody, ladies, whether you're looking for new jogging, walking, gym wear, or you want to work out from home. Go ahead to Shapewear by Tashi. .com and you can get your shop on. Also follow the page on it. Follow us on Instagram. That's shapewear_by_Tashi. And I just pulled up another outfit that's one of our hot sellers. It's called the Track Star Loungewear Set. Nice little sexy two piece, and man, you'll like it. It's good for going out, or it's good for working out, or just in the crib chilling. So check that out. Give it some likes. Let me know what y'all think on the and I'll be responding to you, and we'll go from there. But, yeah, you know, we got some great, great business people in our little community here, Queen, and we wanted to take tonight to just honor them, give them a chance to step up and tell us about themselves and, you know, go from there. So how do you feel about being, a black businesswoman in this time period?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I think as women, black women, we've come so far. We've come so far. We've, you know, invented a playbook and went by our own rules. We didn't let people, you know, stop us from doing what we're doing. And it's like a movement. And for me to be part of that movement and help as many people as possible to be able to be a part of that movement, then I love it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my goals for my children. I have three daughters, and I'm letting them know, like, yeah, you can have a career, but I also want you to have a business as well, because when you have a business, you have something that one day you could possibly leave to your children. You know, you do your business the way that you're supposed to do it and take all the necessary steps. I mean, in the beginning, yes, you work hard. But after a while, you will be able to relax and just enjoy and let the money roll in. So, I mean, I love it. This is one of the things that I always, you know, found myself, at least one of my businesses, you know. I mean, I love it. I would take this over a 9-to-5. But people, you have to get that 9-to-5 to fund that business. And so you get to a point where you don't have to work that 9-to-5.
Yep. That is a beautiful thing. And I asked that question because today's black female entrepreneur is not the same as it was. Being a black female entrepreneur, shall I say, is not the same as it was 20 years ago or even 10 years ago. Hell, even 5 years ago. Being able to do what y'all do during the pandemic, during the political climate, during a time where our cities are falling apart due to violence and drugs and whatever the case may be, y'all still going. Y'all still cracking. Y'all still pushing, you know. Y'all still doing some amazing work, and I can't do anything but tip my hat off to y'all. You know, whether you have your own hair salon or whether you are selling products from the kitchen table or you are just, you know, cooking or you know, making edibles, the real edibles I'm talking about, and selling them. I'm seeing so many sisters come out of that personal world into the creative space. They're either taking a talent that they acquired over the years, like finances and credit building, and they're turning it into hustles that they're doing on social media, and then they see it successful, then they're turning that hustle into a business, and next thing you know, they're actually hiring people, and then they're broadcasting into other states and cities. That is beautiful. I love it. And, you know, salute to all the sisters who are doing that, man. That is a special, special thing. And so, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there because the black woman is leading the charge in business and industry, and we got to take the time to salute y'all. So my hat's off to y'all, queen.
Respectful.
Yeah, I know, right? I saw them kick you off. I'm like, let me keep talking. but yeah, man, this is you know, it's important that we give y'all your roses. Shout out to the brothers too, who are black businessmen, who are entrepreneurs and all that other stuff. You're out there doing your thing and you pushing. We appreciate y'all, man, you know, because the goal is to be so successful to where you have to get help. And we're hoping that the help that you're going to hire is coming from your own community.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Okay, let's do a couple more shout-outs. A couple people, they supported the flyer and the movement. They weren't able to call in because they were working. So,
okay.
Yeah, most importantly, shout-out to Allure Body Spa, shout-out to the owner, Kelly. Kelly Townsend is an amazing entrepreneur. I've known her for many years. She's operating two businesses in that West Philly area of 52nd Street. The first one is a great print shop called Second Threads. And it's just amazing to see a sister grow. Just knowing what she went through to go from one shop, one business is doing good. She's able to hire people in her community, put them in charge while she runs up the block and around the corner and open up a second business, which is called Allure Body Spa. This is a great place. It's, they opened up in August. It's a place where you can get some non-invasive body contouring. I mean, man, if you go and check out their social media page, you'll see her. She's showing off how things work. That's Allure, Allure_BodySpa. And I partnered up with her and a few other business owners. She's having her third pop-up shop this Saturday at 5219 Market Street. They're all booked up, but you can come down there and shop. You can come down there and pass her business card. You can come down there and get a business card or book an appointment because she's doing a lot of fun stuff. This is another small business owner I could not wait to get my hands on and work with. And I can guarantee you 2022 is going to be so much fun. So, you know, if you're in the area, please go on down 5219 Market Street this Saturday from 1 to 6. And I'll be posting the flyer today, well, tonight and tomorrow, so you'll be able to see it. And, yeah, come on down. And also, Shapewear by Tashi will be in the house selling the waist trainers and some other stuff. So you don't want to miss it. Yeah, Queen, I mean, we got some great business owners who listen in. And you know, they support what we're doing.
Yeah, make sure you tag the business page in that flyer.
Yeah, because some of y'all is reposting it, and some of y'all are sending it to people in their DMs. I love that. That is the new vibe, and that's a great marketing tool. Because sometimes you know your business page, and you see that the algorithm isn't doing you justice. It's moving kind of slow. So you take a picture or a flyer or a product piece or whatever, and you just drop it in somebody's DMs. You can do many at a time before you get flagged. So it's a great way to direct. It's kind of spammy, but it's a good way to get the word out. I think with Instagram, last time I checked, you're able to do anywhere from 40 to 50 an hour. You do more than that, then they're going to freeze your account and say you're spamming. And you're going to have to go through the fight to get your account back. But if you just be moderate about it, send it to 10 people, go to work, do what you're doing, come right back, send another 10 people, it should be okay. Because by the end of your shift, you done sent it to somewhere between 80 to 100 people. So, great tool. And I'm seeing that that's the vibe, and a lot of people are doing that, and we appreciate y'all. For spreading the love, so to speak. All right, I got another one here for you, Queen.
Okay.
This is another amazing sister from Chester, PA, who's operating out of Delaware, and she is the owner of a company called Pamper Me Plus. And wow, all I can say is if you are looking to get some laser teeth whitening, this is the young lady to talk to. She's using the high-end technology, and she's certified. She also provides tooth gems for you people who need the shiny stuff in your tooth. She can do that for you too. If you go check out the page, Pamper Me Plus, on Instagram, you can see some of her work, some of the people that she helped, some before and afters. She's amazing. She's in Delaware, and, you know, and there's many, many more great things I can't talk about right now. But 2022, expect for me to be shouting about this company from the rooftops. She's amazing. You can follow the owner of this company at Char_CS. She is a very positive, strong, empowering sister who I love working with. And you're going to hear more about her and this amazing company. And also the nonprofit that she is the founder of, and I'm also a part of, that's geared to helping kids who are in the foster care system or the aged out kids from the foster care system. We're going to be providing support to them. So stand by. Yeah, Queen, we're winding down now. You know, it's been a good show. Uh-oh, wait a minute. You hear that, Queen? Huh? Some damn thunder. I hear the thunder. You know what that means.
Oh, God.
Batten down the damn hatchet. Janet Jackson, come with the action.
Hey.
Hey,
family. Is this the Christmas show? Merry Christmas.
Yes. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What y'all black folks up in here talking about?
Black
businesses.
Yep.
Mhm.
Well, then that's my subject.
Mhm.
I'm glad that y'all giving a platform for us black business owners. I sure do appreciate it. I was just out running, ripping and running. Heard your show tonight. Needed to jump in and talk a little bit about my businesses. I was shipping out shoes. Subscription boxes was going out. You most definitely want to get up with us at the Shoe Feet Toes Club .com, get you some gifts, get you some jewelry. You know, we got a little bit of everything. There's even a men's section over there. We got our hoodies out and T-shirts. And come support. And then, of course, if you need a, if you need a job, then you can come work. You can work from home, be your own boss, be your own contractor, and take inbound calls for Fortune 500, Fortune 300, companies. So yeah, you be you make up your own schedule, work from home, additional income, or it could be your main income. It's up to you. And so, and then of course, naturally, if you got your own, if you're a licensed CDL driver and you are an owner operator, we got an opportunity for you to get some of these, get some of this bread and get on up down the road to make you a living for your family. So that's all we got going on here and going out in the new year, going out into 2022. I appreciate you allowing us black business owners to come on to your radio show and plug our businesses.
Thanks for having me, and
I'll be listening.
Before you go, we want to make sure we make everyone knows which websites to go to. You guys can check out. You want to buy some pieces? Still some time to shop. You can go to www.theshoefeettoesclub.com and check out her website. Got some nice stuff for men and women on there. And like she said, if you're looking for work, if you have customer service experience or just trying to make some extra bread because you didn't spend all your money on Christmas gifts, so you got bills coming in January, hurry your behind up and get the www.zhurinc.com. Apply. Once you apply, the company is notified, and there's a crazy man who's going to call your house and interview you over the phone. I know the guy. He's pretty cool, but he's cuckoo as all hell. But he'll call you and give you an interview. And if you do a good job and you sound good, he will hire you. You'll get hired. You'll go through the process. And Ms. Jackson will process you and get you. Next thing you know, you'll be on the phone with a Fortune 500 company taking inbound calls from your crib. So while you're
right, that's right.
Chilling,
the luxury of your own home and it's paid training on top of that. We also, also if you apply, also I forgot to tell you this, if you apply before the year's out, before December 31st, we're offering a $200 sign-on bonus.
Nice. Nice.
So anyway, that's what I have going on. Bye. How have you been doing?
I'm just doing.
What the hell?
I'm just doing.
You back there sitting on something?
Well, that's good.
You know,
that's good.
Preparing for the new year. It's a lot.
All right.
You know, but I mean, in the long run, it's gonna be all.
I know.
I'm
right. I want to invite you. We got to do a show. I'm gonna invite you. I'm gonna get with you. Get with your people. Who's the same people that I got, and get you signed up to come in and co-host with me on the Shoebox Talk, HubNet Online Radio, Blog Talk Radio, right? blogtalkradio.com/HubNet Online. And you guys can listen to shows 24/7. Go right now. Music and more. And listen to all the topics. We got about, what, 4 going into 5 years of radio shows listed there so you can tune in. And there's a couple of shows that me and Vi did on there as well. So, yeah, we got all that going on. Whenever you have your shows where you offer black business owners to come in and, you know, introduce themselves and offer up their business to anybody that's looking for an opportunity, I trust to get in, honey. So I'll be listening, and I'm also listening for the other business owners that's coming. I was listening to earlier that's coming in offering. I'll be taking notes. I'm like, oh, I got a subscription box going out, and a subscription box going out for Shoe Feet Toes, the Shoe Feet Toes Club. I don't know if the people, the customers will make a video or not, but inside that shoe box, if you are a small business owner and you have some products that I think is, you know, that I can support, inside the subscription box, everything that's in there is from a black business owner. So when they open up their box, they are going to be surprised with, you know, various gifts from jewelry to just whatever, you know, your business offers. I support you, and not just for myself. I use the products too, but I also put them inside the subscription box with your, I ask that you send me a business card or some of your contact information so that customer, if they want to continue to buy your product, they can because they have your business card and website.
That's what's up.
So anyway, I'll be listening.
Hear.
Thank you, Vi. Merry Christmas. And hopefully
thank
we'll talk before the New Year's out. Yes, love
Merry
you.
Bye. Me too. Bye.
Well, see you later.
All
right. That's Janet Jackson right there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and that's what you're supposed
know,
to do. You're supposed to connect and support each other, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's what this is all about. You know, we used to do this a lot more, but, you know, it's been a rough year. But we made the conscious decision to make sure that that we get this out, and we, you know, this is something we've been doing since 2017, and it just didn't seem right not doing it. We have a pretty large audience, and a lot of them consist of small business owners, and we wanted to give them the opportunity. And Janet Jackson is a great representation of being a serial business owner. You have multiple streams of income, multiple businesses. You got a lot going on. You need to network constantly for every single thing that you got going on. You got different networks. It's a lot to juggle. So
mm-hmm.
we provide this place, this platform throughout the year for people to come in and shoot the shit, you know, say what's on their mind about their businesses or how to make their businesses better. So it's very important. All right, I got one announcement to make, Queen.
Okay.
It's man, some kind of way I done signed up with a company called LAC Staffing. LAC Staffing is one of the hottest, newest, premier nursing staffing agencies here in Philadelphia, and I just signed on as their business manager and their chief recruiting officer, and I am looking for CNAs, LPNs, RNs, and I am sitting on at least 5 facilities that need to be staffed. So I am telling you all to bum rush www.lac.org as quickly as possible. If you are CNA, I am going to pay you $20 an hour. If you are LPN, I am paying $37 an hour. If you are RN, I am paying you $47 an hour. So if you're hearing this down to my voice and then you're in the state of, you're around Philly, spread the gospel. Go and apply to www.lacstaffing.org. I will be making some formal releases so you guys could get on and connect with that. This is coming from an amazing family who I've been doing business with for many years. I work the whole family of entrepreneurs. They're an amazing group of people, and it's going to be some great things coming in 2022. And I hope you guys, if you're looking for work, you're going to, if you have customer service, you're going to hit Zuri Inc. If you have nursing, you're going to nursing licensing and stuff like that. You're going to hit LAC Staffing. So I kind of switched gears on my personal portfolio to where I want to, you know, get in the mix with helping people find work. Because once you find work, then I can approach you about what I love to do, which is helping you fund and create your business. So first things first, get this money. So.
Yes.
All right, Queen.
Sounds like a plan. The man with many hats. But that's
not
bad now, people.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like we gotta pull ourselves out of this quagmire we call the United States, and the only way we're going to do it is through economics. personal economics, business economics, and most importantly, group economics. We have to invest in each other, invest together, and pull each other up. No more this crab mentality of pulling each other back down. We have to pull each other up. What else you got going on? Plug yourself, lady. It's time to go. I got some chicken shish kebabs waiting for me.
I made some oxtails and mac and cheese egg rolls. So I can't wait.
Damn.
So, and I do have my wine waiting upstairs for me.
Okay, that's what's up.
But this is
Friday for us. So there you go.
In addition to the Pure Romance, I also sell paparazzi jewelry that is custom jewelry that comes in different styles to fit a night out on town, business meeting, everyday wear, special occasion. All pieces is $5. If you buy a certain amount of pieces, you do get one for free. You can have a famous Pure Romance. You can have the catalog parties. You can have the virtual parties where you can earn free items as well. And I have inventory for that as well that I will be posting. Make sure you guys are following the social media pages for the Pure Romance and the paparazzi jewelry. Now, the website for the paparazzi jewelry is paparazziaccessories.com/Lyola Pearson. And it's always constantly new pieces dropping. So when you see something, snatch it up because it may not restock and new stuff comes every day. They drop new pieces every day. So, and they have necklaces, rings, bracelets. They do have a shimmer set that's geared for children. And they have a few items for men as well. Remember, this is custom jewelry. I mean, I love it. I wear it. That's one thing about me. Anything that I sell and put my hands into, I am a product of that product. So
there
I
go.
Sell it because I wear it or I use it and I love it. So that's that.
Yep. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Are you taking jobs for you're taking jobs for your printing? T-shirts, hoodies.
Yes. Cups, mugs, shot glasses, wine glasses. I am going to be pushing the Queen Vibe Reality Talk and the Reality Talk Network merch. But also, I have a Zodiac sign line that I'll be doing, a mood line, which will basically be avatars and emojis. And also,
awesome.
Basically, any type of quote, anything for your businesses, if you need shirts for your businesses, or you have a family reunion coming up, or a memory shirt, family shirts, long sleeves, T-shirts, masks, hats. I mean, we do it all. And,
that's what's up. Well, this has been another great opportunity and to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is business, entrepreneurship, and, of course, branding. And remember, build your own brand and do it with love. Do it from a place of growth. You can follow me at The King Born Just, and that is on all your social media platforms. You could also follow my marketing, consulting, and public relations business over at Bar Consulting Concepts. If you have a concept or you have a business, a hustle, whatever you got, and you need a strategy, I got one for you. If I don't got one for you, I'll make one for you. And I'm sure that it'll work as long as you listen. I get free 30-minute consultations. I'll give you a 30-minute consultation. Just give me a call, 267-398-0348. When you got seven phones in front of you, Queen, it's kind of hard to remember your own number.
I know. You were giving out that number early, and I was like, I hope it's the business.
Yes, it is. It is. It's become the business. I just made some internal changes. But, you can call me on that number, and I'll talk to you, and we can see how we can get you – get whatever issue you may have or question you may have answered and resolved as quickly as possible. Shout out to all my clients who participated. I love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Putting to Work Entertainment, Keshana K, Pamper Me Plus. Oh, one more. TKeapparel.com. That's TKeapparel.com. The pieces are up there. Check it out. This is a new business. It is growing. You'll hear more about that. We're going to have them on hopefully next year. I have so many talented people in the music business, in the arts, stage plays, comedy, you name it. I found myself interacting and networking with a lot of cool people, so I'm hopeful that I could bring these talented people to Queen Vi's stage, and we can move from there. But thank you again, Queen, for this opportunity.
Thank you, Hakim, for all that you do and helping with this platform and getting some great people. We've had some amazing guests on the show. So, I mean, I'm appreciative for the listeners, the supporters, the people who call in, the people who interact, the guests that come on the show. And there'll be more to come, and I'm looking forward to some of you guys coming back next year, and I'm looking forward to some new people to interview.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, but yeah, we should be back, I guess, that Tuesday after Christmas, and we can do our wrap-up show and talk about the ups and downs of 2021. Shit. And maybe make some predictions, some proclamations, and what the hell 2022. Oh boy, remember the 2019? We said, oh, we can't wait for this shit to be over, so 2020 could be great. Then we said the same thing in 2021, and we were living with the zombie apocalypse. So what's next, Queen? Shit, the gates of hell gonna come open up?
Right. At this point, I just sit back and wait for it to happen and then just adapt.
There you go. All right, Queen, take us home.
Okay. I thank everybody who participated. Thank you for all the listeners and the people who wrote in for their questions and interaction on the social media page. This concludes our show for tonight. Any last words before we head off?
Thank you. We'll see you guys in about 2 weeks.
Okay. That concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.